Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
All right, good afternoon. Thought it'd be good for you guys to hear a little bit from the coordinators. They always got a little different take or different way of not spinning things, but explaining things. And I think that's good for everyone. I appreciate all of that you do to share our program out there, send the message out, and looking forward to spring. Guys started classes today, and we got a chance to get back after being on spring break. We start Wednesday, and our format, I think, is a little different than it has been in the past. It's 5 weeks, kind of three practices per week. There is 1 week where we go four, where there's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, but it really allows us to go, to spread our hours out where we can, practice one day, kind of go off the film the next and lift, practice the next and install, same thing, following. And so I think those 5 weeks are good to spread out, especially when we're installing our new systems and trying to teach. So any questions?
Coach, Brian was asked about Jackson Kirkland. What's his status?
Yep. With Jackson, he's enrolled in school, and we have filed a waiver, and we have not, heard back on that. So that's the status, and that's really all there is to update right now. So
what's the timeline on stuff like that?
Yeah, I was hoping that would already be something that we'd know on, but we'll just continue to wait.
Could you write down the injuries?
Yeah, yep. And I know I'm just going to mainly talk about the guys that I know will be out for the spring. Coach Grubb talked, I think, already about Cam Davis and Richard Newton. We will have pretty good chance. We'll know here in the next couple of days, but pretty good chance that Emeka will be out for the spring with the injury he's still trying to come back from. And I'm going through the offensive guys here first. There'll be a couple guys that will just be limited, so you won't see them in contact drills, and that would be Sam Adams and Jabez, and then Eddie will be out for the spring as well on defense.
What's the prognosis on Eddie long term?
He will miss some games. We hope to have him, for a part of the season. I know he's determined to push through, and you guys know Eddie is as well as I do. He's a determined guy and a motivated, always upbeat, and man, he's attacking it.
Can you talk about significant differences, if there are any, in recruiting and, of course, with the portal, between what you've experienced the last few years and then you come in here? Are there any changes as far as the environment or even your strategy?
Yeah, well, I think the timeline with COVID, right, is the big difference between those 2 years. But I think we're carrying a lot of what we did and how we worked as groups and different things that I think that our staff does that's unique. I think Courtney Morgan does, again, a great job of being creative, always just forward thinking, finding different ways to make contact and for us to get our message and for us to build relationships with the prospects that are out there. So, we're able to bring guys to campus now as opposed to the previous 2 years where it was dead. And so that's certainly, something. But I think we took a lot from, back then. I think we attacked it in a very aggressive way with Zoom calls, back then. And taking what we learned from those times to be able to, how we showed our program. You know, we may not be doing it through Zoom calls necessarily all the time right now, but there's things that we did that we learned from now to continue to show our program in a positive light and for guys to understand not just, okay, what it looks like for them on the football field or the classroom, but all the areas, understanding the relationships and how important that is, the culture in our program, you know, what a day looks like and so forth.
Was that a new injury for Edifon? I think he was banged up last year.
Yeah, it was. It was right away in the winter workouts. Yeah.
How's recruiting going?
I feel really good about it. I feel good about the spot we're in, especially with the 23 class. Really, that's what you got to do. You know, when you come in December, we tried to get our class, and we're still, we still got a couple spots that we could take someone in right now, and that we will continue to be looking for, especially as we learn our roster better in the next month. And I'm really excited about just the way the response is with the 23 class and the guys that have come to camps. I think once they get here, it's really an eye-opener for them. Those that have never been here before, a lot of it is just, of course, University of Washington, the athletic facilities. But I think that the guys that have been here before, it's really cool for them to see the vibe and the culture of our program, the energy that our staff has, the excitement we have for the future, how we operate and how we work together. You're getting some of those things that you're talking to the coordinators about, and how I think that's just a unique thing. The trust that I keep hearing Chuck Morrell talk about, I think that it's pretty easy to see, not just by our players, but even just in a few hours when guys come to campus for an unofficial visit.
Previously, you mentioned how it was kind of difficult to re-recruit some of the guys from the team. What kind of surprised you since we last spoke? You last spoke to us, timeline stuff. I asked Morrell the same question, but anything surprised you about timing?
Yeah, I think we're really starting to get into where it's us. This is us. This is who we are. This is our team. Of course, you always think about the positive things, but we're just us grinding through, and we haven't faced any adversity yet. We haven't played a football game. So we've talked to our guys a lot about that right now, there's still a honeymoon period that we're going through together, where we're really enjoying being around each other, but we haven't been thrown to the fire yet, And so we're really focusing on those relationships. I think it's really paying off. And enjoying the time. I think our coaches really appreciate what our just how important this is to our guys. And I think our team is really understanding how hard our coaching staff works and all the thoughts that go together. And it isn't just something where we're going to throw some concepts out there, but there's an order to how we teach and an order to, what we do week after week, whether it's strength and conditioning or whether it's our installing of our systems. I think they see that and they recognize that, this is a staff that's working together and always, really planning ahead and working the plan.
How long does that, honeymoon phase kind of take to wear off? You've done this with other programs before too, but.
Yeah, I think that, we get into spring ball now, and actually the excitement now is on another level because now they get to do what they really love, and that's play football. And, but then all of a sudden with that comes, towards the end of the spring, where am I at on the depth chart? Because it starts to show itself a little bit. Those are the things where the relationships and just continue to for the coaching staff to pour ourselves into these guys and then continue to invest in them, because there is a role for everyone on this football team, right? That we got to have all of them. We got to have all of them all in, and we need them to buy into what we're doing. And there comes a point where some of those things play out and it gets a little bit harder. So. That's why you have the staff around you that you trust and that you believe in, that understands how to continue to develop, to continue to stay the course, continue to just work those relationships.
Yeah, probably a little bit of an unfair question, but before you have a practice, before you have a game, what do you think this team is really good at? When you look at the roster, when you see what you've seen in workouts and things like that, what do you kind of identify that?
Yeah, I hope it's some of the things that you know, Chuck and Ryan just talked about, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, at the skill spots, especially at receiver, that that's an area where we'll excel. I'd like to think that our offensive line, just watching the bodies move around, that's an area that we have some depth. You know, there's a reason why we felt like we could afford to move MJ, you know, over to defense. And it's because we think he can cause a lot of havoc over there, cause some problems, just because of who he is and the body type and how he moves. But also because, you know, we feel like there's a lot of great contributors that are, you know, there's still some youth, but there's a lot of guys that we feel confident in that can grow and develop and be a great offensive line for us. Defensively, I think Chuck talked about, you know, the secondary. You know, corner position, and there's some experience at safety too. And so I think those are the things right away you look at as hopefully being strengths. Those are the guys, I guess, also that continue to, you know, carry just, I think, a vibe about them, like lead. It's not something where it's fake. It's something where there's some substance to it. I think a guy like AC, you know, Alex Cook, and just his maturity and just how he keeps us going forward, moving in a positive direction.
You know, kind of similar note, but obviously this team struggled last season and many of coaching change and everything, and expectations from the outside might not be that high. But I'm curious, when you look at this roster and you look at who's coming back, for fans, what do you think is a fair expectation for this team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything other than playing for a championship. I really don't. I you know, I don't want to go into every time when I've been at a place, but there's been a lot of times where, you know, it was a 4-8 team, or it was a 5-7 team, or it was in a 1-11 program, and you know, the momentum you can gain, you know, you got to catch some breaks here and there, but the momentum you can gain by just continuing to stay the course. Get an early jump and get a good start, and it's amazing what can happen. The game of football is about confidence and about, you know, playing aggressive. And, you know, again, like I said, you got to catch some breaks along the way. But I don't know anything other than trying to compete for a championship when it comes to, you know, going about your business. Now, you know, it doesn't always happen the first year, but I don't know why that can't be the case for us in this conference.
Caleb, as you establish a new system here, have these guys asked you to maintain anything? And when I raise that, I mean, they have like a dog walk before games where they come in and the music reverberates through the stadium. And then they've always had music at practice. I'm wondering if there's going to be big changes there.
We're getting into those things. There's things that pop up every once in a while I didn't know about. You know, Justin Glenn did a nice job of kind of laying out some traditions for me, and we want to carry those on, especially the ones that are longstanding, the ones that have some meaning, the ones that make sense. You know, so I want to do those things as much as possible. You mentioned music and practice. We'll play some. You know, we'll play some music. I think it brings good energy, especially before you come out on the field. I don't mind that. I think that there's one thing with the music. It's another way of, and I'll share this with the guys. Already got this on the list. I think it's one way to provide a distraction, right? There's a lot of distractions that happen during the course of a game, you know, and, you know, it can bring a little juice, but it's also, you know, we'll keep it down just because we want to do a lot of teaching here. We really want to be doing a lot of coaching, and you know, so we'll keep it down early. But when I feel like we can turn up a little bit, I think it's also distraction. You know, some guys get too much into the music, you know, just like they would a game with the energy, right? And you know, those are lessons you're already kind of foreshadowing some of the things and the lessons that I've taught over the years with the different teams I've been with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You mentioned Justin Glenn. What has he meant to you in your time? It seems like a kind of a bridge guy. He's been here for a long time. What has he meant to you personally?
Yeah, he does a great job exactly of that. Knowing the past and knows our team, of course. He helped me especially in December a lot, just understanding our roster and helping our coaching staff be able to probably move forward and figure out where we needed to try to get some some recruiting done, get some early I don't know, fixes is of the word, but continue to stay the course, what positions and so forth needed to be attacked in the recruiting area, but those type of things with the traditions. He's been really good. He's been very helpful. He loves his program. It's his home, and he wants to continue to see it be successful.
Can you tell us a little bit about managing that quarterback room? You've got three. There's going to be a ton of attention on it. Coach Grubb said, equal reps. Is that going to be through the entire camp? Day one, last day, same amount of reps. One guy pulls ahead. You tell us a little bit about managing that quarterback.
Yeah, I think. I go over the years. I can think back to as early as 2005. It seems like every year you got two quarterbacks, and right now we're really looking at three. I think that's where it gets hard, is now the reps are diminished amongst three guys. That's the hard part. But I know this. We're just going to pour everything into trying to coach these guys up. That's just how I've always done it. And it will shake itself out. And, I think Coach Grubb said, the first four practices, that's kind of the way we look at it. We just take it in steps, We don't know what we'll look like after four. Not that we're making any decisions or anything like that, because it could go as long as well in the fall camp. I think that it's just, you just continue to pour into these guys, and they know we're trying to develop them. Some of these guys got more than just 1 year left too, So it's not just a short-term thing. It's a long-term thing.
Depending on that, when coming into the spring and then later in August, how do you balance, or is it even a challenge, the fact that you've got apparent obvious competitions out there, odds for second, third team, but at the same time, you've got a very important player development job you're trying to accomplish, maybe the under. Are those things that you integrate and can do at the same time, or do you have kind of plans to accomplish those somewhat separately?
Yeah, I think Coach Grubb does an awesome job of just pushing his room, but the offense as a whole. I think we do that as well as entire program, but he really pushes his position every single day. He'll get into things with quizzes, and those are just some small examples. And then, of course, the grading and evaluation and the feedback he gives them, it's top level stuff. He's very thorough. He has a system and a way that we've really gone about it. Every throw is tracked. Every throw and routes on air, every throw in 7-on-7, every throw in team. You name the throw, it's tracked, it's evaluated, it's written down, it's documented, and we can tell who dropped it and the ball, the placement. And so it's very thorough. And in the end, it comes down to production. I've had a guy maybe here and there over the years, because probably happened 6 or 7 times over the last 15 years where we've had situations where at least two quarterbacks are in competition. And I think it's just all about just continuing to just stay the course and help them focus on just themselves, not be looking over their shoulder or looking to see what the guy next to them's doing. Just focus on you. And I think that's the number one message that we have for our whole team, but especially I think at the quarterback spot, because we all know that, that's the position where one guy usually plays, and it's not two or three like at receiver, it's one guy. And the quarterback obviously is the one that drives our offense. It's been that, and it's important for that person to be successful. I think the hard part when you're going through this, kind of going back to one of the other questions, is when you're talking about the quarterback, the earlier, when you name a quarterback, that person now can take on the identity of the leader of the team. It's harder for them, and we try to encourage them to do it and try to put them out there in front of the team, but it's hard when they don't know if they're the starting quarterback or not, you know, and what direction it's going. So I think that's one of the hardest pieces as you're trying to push your culture and trying to, you know, build that swagger, that confidence. That's the one piece that is held back a little bit as you're going through a competition, especially at quarterback.
When it comes to the QB spot, what's the one or two kind of like bedrock things that you need to have from a quarterback to play for you?
Yeah, I think, I mean, skill set wise, you got to be able to throw, deliver the football, things like that. But I think there's just got to be this poise, this confidence, this playmaking piece to you. You got to understand situations, moving the chains. I mean, it comes down to just putting points on the board. You know, who's moving the ball up and down the field?
Whose idea was it to move Ali to defense? One guy?
You know, I think it was just kind of some conversations that we had, probably even more so on the offensive side when we were looking at depth chart, you know, just being like, gosh, you know, we're here and you know, we're here looking at the depth chart and you know, we got this body, and just kind of talking with the defense on maybe, you know, where we don't have this just massive human being, right, that MJ is, and the presence that he has. And I think just coordinating, that's where a staff that continues to sit in rooms and will talk back and forth. I don't know exactly where the original idea came from, but I think it got thrown around more and the offense became a little bit more open to it because they understand that in the end, it's about our football team.
Was
you know,
a little surprised when this was pulled through?
I think, I don't know if he's surprised. I thought he handled it extremely well. He was open from the beginning. There was no, like, having to talk him into it. I think he actually invited the challenge and was excited about it.
Caleb, what does an ideal running back look like in your system, and what are you going to need? Obviously, this year you're down some numbers, but what are you going to need from those guys in that group this spring?
Yeah, I think the ideal running back, and I'm good with different body types and different styles. It isn't like we got to have one, because you're going to need a back in short yardage and need a back that, you know, can do different things, protect and so forth. I do like versatility in a running back. We use the running back a lot in the pass game. It isn't like we're just handing off inside zone to this guy, you know, and just these guys are going to catch a lot of balls. They're going to be putting routes out in the, you know, quickly. They're going to be matched up versus linebackers one-on-one. They're going to be checkdowns on routes where the receivers are the primary, you know, go-to targets. We're going to be flexing them out. And so the guys that can, you know, take on the hits and do the things that we have to have in the run game, you know, that a typical running back would do, of course, is where it starts. But in the pass game, you know, it's kind of like a quarterback. A quarterback, it has to start with the ability to throw it. But anything he can do with his legs is an added bonus. That's the same thing with a running back, except the other way. You know, if he can, of course, he got to be able to run. But, you know, the things he can do in the pass game is certainly going to benefit him and us as well.
Hey, well, you mentioned culture from day one, and you've mentioned it a lot today. Do you feel that that's taken hold the way you want it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's always an evolving thing, you know. Just you try to be nitpicky on every little thing that that you're going through every single day, and try to use everything as a lesson learned and move forward. You know, the positives, the responses. I think, you know, we have three goals that we're going to go through this spring, and one of them is just a 1-0 mindset. And so in our culture, I think these are related to the question, so that's why I'm bringing it up. 1-0 mindset, just moving forward. Whatever just happened, we have to learn from it, but all we can do is focus on the next thing right in front of us. And so that, I think, is the biggest deal, because those teams that can fight through the adverse moments, those teams that can work through that the best and just make adversity temporary, those are the ones that are usually successful. Yes, you got to be talented, and you got to be, you know, together. But, you know, those things along with just your toughness, your mental and physical toughness, I think that culture is so important, and mentally right now, those are the things that we're working on.
Caleb, we've seen coaches that will go for a 4th-and-1 from their own 20-yard line, and then others that will punt from the opponent's 30. How do you kind of classify yourself, you think, in that regard?
Yeah, I think we're going to be aggressive. I don't think we'll be get crazy, you know, but I think it's a feel thing. You always look back, and every game, you know, there's been very few times, I guess, where I've regretted, you know, the decision we've made. You've really maybe sometimes looked back on it and done a lot of evaluation and asked just as a staff, you know, let's talk about this. But I will just say in general, we want to be aggressive. And a lot of it is, I think you're talking about offensively, right? Is, that's where a lot of those decisions go. You don't control what the decision is when you're on defense, but, you know, it depends on the style of team we have. Back in 2005 through 2009, we were super conservative that way because we had the number one defense in the country every year. And so as long as you didn't mess it up, you know, sooner or later, you're going to get the ball in a good spot, you know, and so you're going to get some short fields and you're going to win football games. And, you know, I'm probably simplifying it down a little extreme, but that was really how it was. And I think when you get into these games now where, you know, it's so competitive and so tight, yeah, those decisions they're pretty heavy, and it's a big deal. And so we do talk through a lot of situations. We go over them with our team as well on why we did that, because I want them to know, why we went for it on a 4th and 8, 4th and 7, you know, because the defense is understand, you know, that they're the ones getting put out on the football field. And I think the cool thing is our staff, even just, you know, the last couple of days in our meetings, I hear the defense talking about the positions they may be put in because we're going to be aggressive offensively and how they're going to be okay with it. And that the 1-0 mindset, the next play, has got to be how they handle it, you know. And so offensively, you know, you can't let a fourth down where you didn't get it impact the next opportunity because it's a new play, it's a new chance. And so it all goes into what the style of play is and who you have. And, we're going to teach our players to be aggressive, be positive thinkers.
How important is it for your kids to get NIL deals?
Yeah, I think it's important. I think it's really important. I mean, that's the age that we're in right now. I mean, that's where we're at. So it's a really big deal. And it's going to continue to evolve. It's continue to change. What it is now is not probably what's going to be a year from now.
With the roster that you've got here at Washington, if we were to take a look at what you did at Indiana, what you did at Fresno State, is the offense any different?
The roster or the style or the system?
The offensive scheme you're running, how similar or how different is it?
Yeah, it will start with the exact same. I mean, you know, there's a play here and there, but it will start with the exact same install, you know. Maybe day one has a play that's swapped out for day four because of just how you see a few things, but it's the same stuff that we're putting in. Now the window dressing and who's on the football field, that can change, and that's the way it's been the last probably 10 to 12 years for me, is it's the same things that we put in for the most part, especially when you have the same personnel. And we have probably the strengths and similarities of what we had at Fresno last year and even Indiana before that. I would say the first time at Fresno, it was different. We had a lot more focus and emphasis on tight ends and less focus and emphasis on the receivers back in 17 and 18.
How much of a leg up does Michael have being with you before?
How is he what?
How much of a leg up does Michael have coming in?
Yeah, I mean, it's naturally. You don't have to rethink. When you hear a play call, you're confident that you understand what it is. I think that's probably the biggest thing because it's verbiage, right? It's not that the plays are different. We run four verts. Four verts has been run here forever probably, you know, for a long time anyway. And, maybe there's a little bit of different of a read progression on certain plays, even though it's the same play call, just kind of looking for different things. That's kind of the personality that the coordinator brings, I think, to a room with the quarterbacks. But I think, you know, Michael probably trusts that when he sees a play call, he knows what it is. And, you know, the other two or the rest of the guys in that room are all, you know, maybe just like thinking it through just a little bit slower. But they've done a great job just diving into it. And again, Coach Grubb pushes these guys to really understand in the classroom. And now again, we got to get on the football field and they gotta play fast and execute.
You mentioned, I believe there were three goals for spring. And I think one of them you said was kind of moving on.
Our three goals are just a 1-0 mindset. And then the second goal is to execute. And that's executing, really, that's mastering our systems, the systems offensively, defensively, special teams, and you know, executing our techniques that we're teaching, whether it's tackling, ball security. And then the third one is just our toughness mentally and physically, you know, just really growing that every single day, you know, and that's done in different ways. It isn't just by going out there and doing, you know, 11-on-11 drills and smash mouth every day. You know, it's mentally and physically learning from what happened the day before. Physically, obviously, we'll have our times when we can really challenge each other. And so those are our three goals, our three areas of emphasis, I should say.
All right.
All right. Thank you, guys. Yep. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.